This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Tis the season of back-to-school shopping. Retailers are expecting record spending, but even though the economy is in recovery, a lot of folks are still struggling. Charitable groups and local governments across the country are holding some back-to-school events. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams checked one out in D.C., where almost 2,000 families showed up for free school supplies.
I met Alexis Whitley in the parking lot outside the Get Ready for School giveaway held on a recent Saturday in Southeast Washington. She showed up with her five children half an hour early. Whitley says she's been out of work since the start of the pandemic.
I was actually working at the National Stadium, and they shut it down last year due to COVID. And my kids have been homeschooled since that.
She's looking for a job, but it's hard to get reliable childcare.
Well, money is very tight, you know. Me paying bills, you know, electric, gas, rent, water bill. It's, my money is very tight.
Did you pre-register? You can check in with her right over there.
Even though this is billed as a back-to-school event, the rows of tables under the large outdoor pavilion also have baby clothes and adult undergarments, masks, hand sanitizer, and free groceries. One of the most popular tables had stacks of school uniforms.
Here are two 12s, and I'll get a 14. You are a very popular size.
Organizers say more people are showing up to events like this due to the pandemic's economic costs. But there's also more stuff to give away. Monumental Sports and Entertainment Foundation, the charitable arm of Washington sports teams, the Capitals, Mystics, and Wizards, donated T-shirts and towels and sports gear they couldn't sell at closed stadiums, and threw in an appearance by the Washington Wizards dancers. Many of the other items at this giveaway came from Hanes, Jockey, American Eagle Outfitters, Gerber Children's Wear. It all came from the group Delivering Good, which takes excess inventory from companies and routes it through charities. Lisa Gerwich is the group's president and CEO.
In 2020, we distributed the most that we have ever distributed in our 36-year history. So 70, that's 70 million items to people in need.
Usually, it's more like 10 to 11 million items. Gerwich says the big jump in donations, like the jump in demand for them, is due to the pandemic.
Well, we know that we went through a retail apocalypse when everybody was closed, and then many companies had to close at least some of their stores permanently, and those were tough decisions.
By donating their excess inventory rather than destroying it or sending it to landfills, companies can get some tax benefits and, says Gerwich, show they're helping out.
Consumers want to know that the companies are doing good. Their associates and employees want to know that. Their investors, their boards.
Extra inventory has been one of the struggles for retailers throughout the pandemic, says Lauren Biedelsbacher, who teaches marketing at Babson College.
So the worst thing that a retailer can do is not have a good that a consumer wants. The second worst thing a retailer can do is have too much of a good that a consumer doesn't want.
Biedelsbacher says the pandemic has made it extremely challenging for businesses to thread that needle. Retailers could sit on unsold inventory with hopes of selling it later, but they often have contractual obligations to their vendors.
So even if they had excess inventory from last year that they held on to, they still had maybe some obligations to some of their top vendors to continue to buy stuff going into the school year.
For thousands of families that showed up to the event in D.C., all that donated merchandise means a lot of items crossed off the back-to-school shopping list, like for Alexis Whitley and her kids.
So we've got glue, paper, notebooks, composition books, uniforms, some fruit. A lot of things, pencils, crayons.
I got me some chips and a bottle and paper.
And with all that, the family is much closer to being ready for fall. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.